question, this is about the myrtles that we have. Could the myrtle, you know, we have like little leaves, but the question is, what about if the leaves are very big? Are they still kosher for myrtle? So, you know, this is a discussion over here. The Rebbe talks about and it's also from the Tzemach Tzedek. It brings different commentary. But the Rebbe says, whenever we talk about measurements of the Torah in this kind of category, we're talking about mid-size tarfa. The leaves should be somewhere in the mid-size. We're not talking about some huge and not too, we're talking about the mid-size. And the Rebbe says it means that it can be a smaller or greater. That's called all the tarfa de asa. That has a, they say a measurement either of the nail of the thumb or the middle section of the thumb. There's various different it's a whole discussion over here. And so, and Rebbe says, and you see also that an esrog doesn't really have to have any size. It'll be kosher, you know, for the esrog. And so basically that's not a problem to, we have to do the average size, Rebbe says over here. Unless sometimes there is certain things where you have to have the minimum amount or large amount, but whenever we say, we're talking about the average, we're not talking about exactly. The Rebbe further goes on to explain the bag over here, but it gets a little bit more involved. We have to go through that in the log. Now, Rebbe brings down how many hadasim? We have three, right? But the Rebbe says, if there is more than three hadasim, the better. The more you add, kol ha-marbe mosifin lo. So there is something about the exact number. There is varies in the exact numbers of how much, but there is something. Also, for another letter, the minhag chabad is to add in the number hadasim. Minimally, another three over the three that is of the mitzvah. So you have at least six, three and three.
That's how the Ammonites do.
Now, the Rebbe says, he heard instructions to various different people. Some were told to take four. Some were told to take 12. Some were told to take 13. Or 26 hadasim. So these are all numbers. Three, 4, 12, 13, 26. But I didn't hear to take 9. 9 is not a number that we take. And further, I didn't hear to take 9, 68, or 69 hadasim. That's brought down somewhere else. So the Rebbe said that I didn't hear. So basically, to add, seems like to add 3 or 6, but not 3, 6, 12, not 9. 9 is sort of an incomplete number, one less than 10. That's not, don't, you didn't hear that. But I'm not sure if the Rebbe's trying to say, well, you should not do that. People used to bring up to 70. That's the bulls that they used to bring of the korbanos. You know, so there's various different, The Rebbe would put a lot. I'm not sure exactly what the Rebbe's number was, but he would also put many hadasim in the.